Normally, well, maybe ordinarily is a better word for whatever I say, I try to say normally. But as I started to say before my head interrupted my mouth, normally I use this particular occasion, our harvest service, either to recall every conceivable harvest festival that ever came down the historic pike, or nostalgically lament our sterile insulation from the soil in contrast to our ancestors' earthy kinship to it, or celebrate celery, praise potatoes, and rhapsodize over rhubarb, rutabagas, rhododendrons, and radishes, not to mention praising piles of pumpkins, avalanches of apples, and bounties of beets and beans until you would think I was a functional illiterate. In past years, I have taken this occasion to say so much about corn, wheat, and oats that it's shocking, and no wonder it hasn't gone against the grain. But I trust I am among friends. You have been most patient with my harvest homiletics and most tolerant of our fall inclination to serve up a Thanksgiving platitude heaped high with references to every seed, root, stalk, leaf, tuber, and pod that is fit for human consumption. So let us turn over a new leaf. Let me say instead, there is as much thanks to be given for the gift of people as there is for the harvest of the field. We ought to count our friends more gratefully than I have counted out the images of gardens, pantries, and cellar shelves. We ought to savor friendships and loves as much or more than we do the shapes, tastes, and textures of all the fruits of the fall that I seem compelled to mention every year. So instead of the usual, let me say, let us give thanks for a bounty of people, for children who are our second planting, and though they grow like weeds and the wind too soon blows them away, may they forgive us our cultivation and remember fondly where their roots are. Let us give thanks for generous friends with hearts as big as Hubbard's and smiles as bright as their blossoms. For feisty friends as tart as apples. For continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us that we've had them. For crotchety friends as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible. For handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and as elegant as a row of corn, and the others as plain as potatoes and so good for you. For funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts and as amusing as Jerusalem artichokes. For serious friends as complex as cauliflowers and as intricate as onions. For friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the winter. For old friends, nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming on as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around us like tendrils and hold us despite our blights, wilts, and witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested, but who fed us in their time that we might have life thereafter. For all these, we give thanks. Amen.